Sivan Daf, Dalet Amud Beis. We have one more Tosfos. Ein Nishboim Al Kviras Shibud Karkois. The Gemara gave two reasons why if a person is Sloim Dinrim, if the Malve is Teveya Chomesh, the Loive is Maiden Shtayim, so then he's potter to swear. The Gemara wanted to say one of the reasons is because since there's a Shtar, so it's called Haidos Karke, Neinish Boin Al Kviras Shibud Karkois, in Lav Davke, if one swears on Karke Huadin, if one is Haidos Karke, also will not be Mechayev Ashvur. Einish Boin Al Kviras Shibud Karkois. Is Lesforim de Garsi Bebraisa Rabbi Kiva. That is, we have these Sforim, we have Amachlikis, Rab Shimon ben Elozar, and Rabbi Kiva. Ein Lahakshes, or Rabbi Kiva Dorish Riboy Umiyute, Perikame de Shvuis, Perikimul Minim, Uman de Dorish Riboy Umiyut, Ein Memait Karkois. Really, the Tosfos goes on the next Gemara, but we started the Tosfos ready, but it's irrelevant. From the next Gemara, we'll see that Rabbi Kiva can hold that Halach is Potter, and the reason one, when he's Maidal Shtayim, is Chayev, that Halach could be is Chayev, and Shtayim is Potter, als Karke. So lisvorim de garsi bebraise Rabbi Kiva, ein lahakshes or Rabbi Kiva dorish riboy umiyat perikame de shvuos. Rabbi Kiva darshens riboy umiyat perikame de shvuos, not a klal prato klal, but per gimel minim. Uman de dorish riboy umiyat eini memayit karkois ki im shtoris. Kedemuchach beperek agoizel basra. As the drash of ribu yomiyot works as follows, that ribu is ribu hakel, and the miyot, each miyot is memayot one thing. So memele, so if Rabbi Kiva darshens ribu yomiyot, so one, we memayot one thing, so we memayot shtoris, that's not kufa moment. Kedemuchach beperek hagoizel basa. Veichikom ahoche in ishboin al kvirash shibut kakoi. So how could Rabbi Kiva hold that if a person is moide bekarke, and that's the case of shtar is a din of shibut kakoi, and the shtar is al kaponim shtayim, and he's moide bekarke, so the reason why he's potter to swear is because Haidos Karke is not Mechayev Shvua, when Memayet Karke from Shvua Bein Lishov Aleim or Bein Haidos Karke cannot be Mechayev Shvua. According to Rabbi Kiva, who darshens Ribu Yemit, were only Memayet Shtoris, not Karke. So how could it be that Rabbi Kiva holds that Ein Nishboin Ala Karkois? V'yesh loimah, sheyesh loy shum miyut lemayit kakoy. So Tosfos says, we'll have to say that Mistame has another miyut. If the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, in Ishboin ala kakoy, Rabbi Kiva darshens ribu yemiyut, and there's only one miyut that we know of, and that miyut should be memayit shtoris, so we have to say that al kochoch, Rabbi Kiva had another miyut. Where this miyut is, Tosfos didn't find a Gemara that speaks about it, but al kochoch, that's what we'll have to say. V'chein tzorech loimer lekamon beperik hashoyel, the same teretz will have to say when he comes to hashoyel, alibe de rameir. De islei nishboin aavodim v'lo yakal kois. that the mayor says that he won't swear on avodim, and he doesn't swear on karke. Va'afal gav da avodim ukshu lekakois lekul alme. Everyone holds that there's a hekish of avodim to karke. The mahai time eved nikne bekesa bekame dekdushin. Because we're makish avodim to karkois. Elo, so we'll have to say, the rameyer dorish ribuy umiyut lohoitzi shtoritz. V'yesh loy shum miyut lamayet kalkoi. So we'll also have to say, according to rameyer tenish boin al kalkoi, so kocho, there has to be another miyut that is mamayet kalkoi. U'boise miyut ten lamayet avode. Afo gavduk shil kalkoi, iske demuchach bemerubet. The man that dorish v'ribo miyut v'ribo tzor shnei miyut l'karkois v'avod. So Taisvi says, if you darshan ribo miyut v'ribo, so ribo miyut v'ribo is ribo hakel. When you have a miyut, so the miyut is only mamayit one thing. So if Rameir is mamayit shtoris and avodim, shtoris and karkes, al kochachi has two miyutim. But you cannot be mamayit avodim because That you need a third miyut. The gather of ribu miyut v'ribu ribu akol is without a specific miyut. You marb everything, so we'd be marb avodim also. So bekitzel, so Tosfos is miyashiv this girse if we geiris Rabbi Akiva. So our kochach will have to say that there is a miyut which we are unaware of, but al kochach, there is a miyut that is memayit kalke from shvut. Now Taisa says another problem if we're geiris Rabbi Akiva. Ba'av al gav the Rabbi Shimon ben Lelosa hoya talmidoi shal Rabbi Akiva. Shimon, if we're geiris Rabbi Akiva, so we have here a double problem. We have here Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and he's choylik on Rabbi Kiva, number one. And number two, in the Baraisa, we first bring Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo and then Rabbi Kiva. So that's also modna. If Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, we first bring Das Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo. Va'av al gav Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo ye Talmidei shel Rabbi Kiva, ein lochush masha choylik imoy, number one. And number two, that the Baraisa brings Rabbi Shimon Alosa before Rabbi Kiva, even though he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. The Chayin Zemotinu Lekamo, we find further also such a phenomenon that we bring that a Talmud is Chaylik al Rabbi, and we bring the Talmud before Divrei Rabbi. Gabi Shnayim Adukim Bishtada Pligi Rabbi Im Rabbi Shimon Begamliel Oviv. So, we see sometimes there is such a Seder. V'yesh svorim degarsi hoche Rabbi Yaakov. Now, if a geiris Rabbi Yaakov, so all our problems disappear. Rabbi Yaakov doesn't darshan ribu imit v'ribu, he darshan sklal pata klal. So it's very good why he's memayit karke, and it's also very good why he's magdim Rabbi Shimon Alozo. So that's other svorim. But Tosfos just wanted to be magdim that these two difficulties are no reason not to be Geiris Rabbi Akiva. You can be Geiris Rabbi Akiva, and we can be Metaretz, the Horus that Tosfos at S. Now, we're a little before the middle of the Amid. Ike the Moisev Misev. Now, we hit on Amid Aleph, Machlekes Rabchiyah and Rabsheishes if Helech is Chaye. Rabchiyah holds Helech is Chaye, Rabsheishes holds Helech is Potter. And now the Gemara wanted to bring this Baraisa of Sloim Dinrim to be Mevair, this Shaila if Helech is Chaye by Helech is Potter. Ike the Moisev Misefer. Others asked Akashem from the Sefer. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Einei Elo Kemeshev Aveido Upota. By Sloim Dinrim, if the Malvis Teveya Chomesh, and the Loivim is Maiden Shalish, so Rabbi Kiva says, the Loivim does not have to swear, Einei Elo Kemeshev Aveido Upota. He's a Meshev Aveido, and he's Potter, and we hear the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what the translation of Meisha Baved is. Rashi holds you do not say Migul Afturim Mishvuim. So therefore, Rashi Lemshat Meisha Baved means that there was a special takona of Amaitzi Mitzie Leishba Minaitikan Oilom. If you'll be Matala Shvues, it will not be Meshav Daveide. Is Vuhuadin that, Vuhuadin, if you'll be Matala Shvues, this person, out of the goodness of his heart, is being Meida Bisholish. There's no Hechech to be Meida Bisholish. And if you'll be Machayva Mashvues, so he won't be Meida Bisholish. So Mamela, so that's why we have to pater him from a shvuah. And for some reason, Shimon Alosa holds he's not a meisha baveda. And therefore he's chayav a shvuah smayda b'miktis. And Taisvus learns as meisha baveda means migu, and we say migu lafturim mishvuah. Rabbi Kiva Taime the Omar Sholish. So the Gemara is Bidayik Midivre Rabbi Kiva. When is he potter to swear? When he says Sholish. So he is a Meshe Babede. Didn't have to say Sholish, he could have said Shtaim. So he says Sholish is a Meshe Babede. So that's why he's potter to swear. So we can be Midayik Midivre Rabbi Shimon ben Alozo. Hoshtayim chayev. But if he would say shtayim, he's chayev. Frek de gemore, voshtar de kamoide bei kehelech domi. Why by shtayim is he chayev? Shtayim is helech. Since there's a shtar on tzatzes loim, so the shtayim is, so since it's meshubit already, so it's kehelech domi. It's like Kilo the Malva has the Shtayim. And so Shema Mino, Heilach Chayiv. So we Medayik from Rabbi Kiva. Sholish is a Meshav Abeda. Shtayim is not a Meshav Abeda, he's Chayiv. Ay, Shtayim is Heilach. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that Heilach is Chayiv. And this is a Kasha on Rab Sheshes. So the Gemara says, Loi, that your diuk is not oiskal. Lo'oilom eimaloch shtayim nami potter. Shtayim is also potter. Shtayim is potter atzeilach. Bahai dektoni sholich. So why did Rabbi Kiva say sholich is potter? Why didn't he speak about shtayim? Lafuki mida Rabbi Shimon nalozo. A shtayim, everyone's holds is potter, because that's heilach. But Rabbi Kiva wants to say, sholish, which is not heilach, is also potter, als meishav aveide. So Rabbi Kiva spoke about sholish to tell us that even sholish is potter, even though Rabbi Shimon Nalosa holds sholish is chayim, he's a meide b'mitzis, because it's not heilach. Rabbi Kiva says, sholish is also potter, because he's a meishav aveide. Bahai diktoni sholosh lafuki mid Rabbi Shimon alos. Da omar moide mitzvah ataina habe vechayev. Rabbi Shimon alos said that sholosh is chayev is a moide be mitzvah. Kamash melom. So therefore Rabbi Kiva is coming to tell us to meishiv aveda habe upota. So that is, b'meila, it's no raya. You can't be medayik that Rabbi Kiva said that Sholish is potter, you want to be medayik, that Shtayim is chayiv. No. Shtayim is also potter. We want to tell us even Sholish, which is not heilach, and Rabbi Shimon Alos holds it's a meishav aveide, Rabbi Shimon Alos holds it's a meide b'miktzis in yachayiv, is Rabbi Kiva says that no, Sholish is potter als meishav aveide. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Hoshtayim. The leke meishav aveide. Shtayim is not a meishav aveide. Chayim. Midaloi tone potter b'shtayim. Rabbi Kiva only said potter b'sholish because he's a meishav aveide. So why didn't he say potter b'shtayim b'neima taima mishum helech? So the Gemara says, no, that's posh. Everyone holds that Stein is potter al Teilech. Everyone holds like Rav Sheshes. And he's telling her, Shalosh, Lafuki, with the Rav Shimon Elozer, that says, Meide, B'mitzes Abi. Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds, he's a Meide, B'mitzes. Now, Rashi, now he had a problem. What is the Svara of Rav Shimon Elozer? Why doesn't he hold his Ameshav Aveda? What is the Svara of Rav Shimon Elozer? So Rashi says, Meide b'mitzis habi, ve'enei meshev aveide. Dirumi kamarim delachaske b'nemo. That means, Rashi says a very interesting svara. Rashi says, Rav Shimon Elozer holds, what is the gedder of meshev aveide? The gedder of meshev aveide is of a person is giving money, bringing money, being made in money, and because of this, so this will deter him. So, for kaltatzia shekoyach, I'm on my own accord, I'm bringing you an aveda, I'm being made in an extra cell, an extra dinner, and you mechayv me a shvuah, so I'll know the next time not to be so good hearted and I won't be made. That is the svara of Meshav Aveda to Pater from a Shvuah. But if there's another cheshbon, why he's giving the money, so Mamela, then you don't have to Pater from a Shvuah. That means if he's only doing it mitoich toivas liboy, so Mamela, so if you mechayim him a Shvuah, he won't do it the next time. So here Rashi says, "Ve'enei meshev aveda de'erumi komarim." It's worthwhile for him to be moide in sholish the lechaske benemo, that people will hold him for a nemo. That means the public opinion also means something to him. That means there's a shtar that says shtayim, and he's going to say, "I owe sholish." So the people will, this person is mamish tzadik yisayid oylam, the shtar says sloim, and he says there was sholish, that means even though the shtar seems to show that it was only shtayim, and he says sholish, so people will see that he's an emon. So you don't have to worry, als techiyev shvua, he won't be moideh. It's worthwhile for him to be moide de lechaske kenemo. That is the svara of Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Agav uche, we see a very interesting machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The top Tosfos says that the sha'omer shtayim nire yoiser nemon lofisha shtar misayoi. That means it seems that there's a very interesting machloikis. Where will in what case will the public opinion be that he's a greater nemon? So Taisa says, according to Rabbi Kiva, if he says shtayim, people say, oh, it seems he's right, because the shtar says sloim, and he says two, so it seems that there was taki two. That's what Taisa said, alibi to Rabbi Kiva. And Rashi says, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Elozer as a fakelta svara. By saying three, he looks like a bigger nemo. People are on the spoil from a sitkes. The star says two, and he says three. The star is a mashmois, so lechaskik penemo. It's very interesting how people think how to be be'ene abri is to look like a nemo. Kamash Melon, that is what Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds. So Rav Shimon Elozer holds, he's not a Meshav Aveda, and therefore he's chayav to swear. Kamash Melon, so Rabbi Kiva said, no, Kiva de Bishtayim Nami Pota, Leka Lameyme Eru Umi Marim Ala Meshav Aveda. That means, if Bishtayim he's Pota, so Memele, I don't say, he is no motivation to be made in Sholish, it'll be made in Shtayim, and it'll be Potter. So Memele, so if he's made in Sholish, he's a Meisha Babeda, and he's Potter from Ashvur. Zok the Gemara weiter, Hochinami Mistavre. So the Gemara says, it's Mistavre to say like that, that Shtayim is Potter. The isal kedaitach shtayim chayiv. If you'll say shtayim is chayiv, the way you would want it to say before, that shtayim is chayiv, that helich is chayiv, is b'sholosh heichi potah le'Rabbi Kiva. So, why was Rabbi Kiva poter by sholosh? Hay arumei komarim. So var I amin shtayim be'inei shtabui. So the Gemara says, if you will say that Shtayim is Chayim, Helech is Chayim, so Memele, what is the Svara of Meshav Aveda? What is the Svara of Bekiva? The Svara of Bekiva is that if we'll be Mechayev Ashvue, so this person won't be Moide. Therefore, we have to pater him from a shvur. So the Gemara says, if you will say that shtayim is chayev a shvur, if you'll say that shtayim is chayev a shvur, so then it is worthwhile for him to be made b'sholosh to pater from a shvur. So that means he's not called a meshev aveda. He's not called a Meshev Aveda. He's gaining. That means even though he's losing money in his Eidah by saying he owes Sholosh, but at the same time he's being Mavir, he won't have to swear. So Memele, this is not called a Meshev Aveda. Irumi Komarim. That means it's worthwhile to be made in another Selah and another Din in order to pat himself a Meshvur. I amin eshtayim, be'in en eshtabui, ein mesholosh, ave kemei shebaveide be'ifta. So fakert, if shtayim is chayev, there is no svara to say that I have to pat him from a shvur, else, I have to pat him for a shvur, or else he won't be moide. If shtayim is chayim, so then it's worthwhile to be made in sholosh, to be potvash. Mimina shtayim, bina nishtabu eim shosh, tabi kemeshe bebeide beivta. So if I catch you, you shouldn't pater him from a shvur. Alashma mino shtayim nami potter. So if shtayim is potter, so then this person, when he's made in sholosh, is takameshe bebeide. So now the Gemara is saying that Shtayim is Potter, so that is like Rav Sheshes, that Helech is Chayim. El Kasha le Rabbi Chiyah. So the Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Chiyah, hold that Helech is Chayim, so here we're saying that it's Mestava that Shtayim is Potter, so why is Shtayim Potter of Helech is Chayim? So the Gemara says, these two Mahalchim, Shani Hosom, the Kamasai le Ishtore, The shtayim is potter because the shtar seems to say shtayim. Inami mishum davale shtar shibut karkois, vainish boin lakviri shibut karkois. That means on shtayim, since the shtar says shtayim, so the hoidos are hoidos karke. We don't swear on hoidos karke. What does Rashi say? Ochinami mistavre. The Bishtayim Potter. Ve'ele koshel Rabchi. So if you saw Shtayim is Potter, is koshel Rabchi. The ikele meidek minei de Shtayim Potter, kedamrine, isal kedaitach, if Shtayim would be chayiv, so then there'll be Yerumi komare. Shani hoche, hayde koma Shtayim Potter, taim alav mishum heilech, al de kamasai leishtore. Let us go a little further. Mosiv Marzutre Bereide Rav Nachman. We learned as follows. Toanu Kelim Vikarkois. a person was teveya kelim v'kakoyz. Hoide b'kelim v'kofa b'kakoyz. Now, the first case is, he's moning two suge momen, kelim and kakoyz. He was moiden kelim, so that's a good heido. V'kofa b'kakoyz, but he was kof and kakoyz. So it come out, he'd have to swear on the kalke. So, einish boyen ala kakoyz, so that's case number one, you don't swear. Case number two. Hoide b'kakoyz, v'kofa b'kelim. He was moide that the kakoyz are his. He was kof and the kelim. So here we have hoidoas kalke and kviras kelim, which is also potter, because kalke is nismayed mishvue, bein hoidoas kalke, bein kviras kalke. So these two cases, potter. Hoide miktsas kalkoiz. What if he was moide miktsas kalkoiz? So he's a moide be miktsas an kalke, and he's a kaifa a miktsas an kalke. The kalim either he's kulei moide, or he's kulei kaifa. But he's a moide be miktsas an the kalke. Potter. She's also potter to swear. Here you have hoidoas kalke and kviras kalke. So you zicha don't swear. And nishboin ala kalkoiz. Miktsas kalem, but what if he was moide b'miktsas kalem and kaifel b'miktsas kalem? Chayev. Let's say he was moide miktsas kalem and kaifel b'miktsas kalem, and he was kaifel b'kalke. So then we'll see then he's chayev to swear. So he's a moide b'miktsas, he's moide b'miktsas kalem, and kaifel b'miktsas kalem. Chayev. Then he's chayev. Now let us see Rashi. Toano chaveire bebezn, kelim bekakoyz. Potter. So in the first two cases, if there was heidoas kalke or kviras kalke, the loy kvirosoy, the kviras kalke, v'loy heidoasoy, maybe yosul idei shvua. Kviras kalke and heidoas kalke are not mechayev shvua. What happens if it was hoide b'miktsas kelim? So it's hoide b'miktsas kelim, kofa b'miktsas kelim, chayiv. Af ala kalkois lishov. So that means he was kofa b'kalke, hoide b'miktsas kelim, kofa b'miktsas kelim. So he's chayiv to swear, af ala kalkois lishov. Kedamrine lekamon, shanachosim she'en lemachayis, Metaltalim, Zoikikin Esa Kakois Lishova Aleim, Mishinis Chayev Lishova Ala Metaltalim, Zoikikin Umegalguin Imoem Shvuas Kalke. So that means if he's a Maida Bemixis on Metaltalim, so Memele, so there's a Chiev Shvue on the Metaltalim, Memele he swears on the Kfiras Kalke, even though Einish Boin Ala Kakois, but there's a concept of Gilgul Shvur. He says, Mitoich Yimachuyiv to swear on the Metaltalim, because on the Metaltalim is a Moide B'mitzes, so he swears on the Kalke as Gilgul Shvur. That's what it says. That's the last case. So, yeah. Taime, so now the Gemara makes a diak as follows. Taime de Kalim v'kakoyz. The kalk, it says, kelim v'kakoyz. It was moide v'kelim, kofa v'kakoyz. The kalk lav bashvui. So you don't swear on kalk. Ha kelim v'kelim, dumye de kelim v'kakoyz, chayiv. But if you have kelim v'kelim, similar to kelim v'kakoyz, you would be chayiv. Heichi domi. Lav the omalei helech. That means, let's say if there was hoidoas kalke and kviras kelim, we're potter. Why you potter? Because hoidoas kalke is not mechayev ashua. But if there would be hoidoas kalke and kviras kelim is potter. But if it would be haidos kalim and kviras kalim, dum yeda haidos karke, you would be chayev. Now what's that haidos kalim, dum yeda haidos karke? Karke is always halach, because the karke is here. So it would seem the diak is that afke karke, haidos karke, and kviras kalim is potem, because it's haidos karke. But kalim ve kalim is chayev, afilu the kalim that he's moide are equivalent to the karke that he's moide. But he's moide in karke, he does karke, is, does not me chayev a shvur. But if he's moide in kalim, dum ye de karkois, that means heilig dike kalim, that the kalim are here, so then the din is it be chayev a shvur. That we could be medayek. Davke karke vekelim yopota, but kelim vekelim dum yede karke vekelim you'll be chayiv, and that is the case of Eilach. Ha kelim vekelim dum yede kelim vekarko is chayiv. Heichi domi, how do you have kelim vekelim dum yede kelim vekarko is? Lav da omale Eilach, ushma mino Eilach chayiv. So that it's coming to tell the staff that kalim v'karkois is potter, of a kalim v'kalim dumya de kalim v'karkois lo bichayv afilu in an oifen that the kalim are halach. Now let us see Rashi for 1 second. Dumya de kalim v'karkois shekalim shahoida aleihem munachim lefaneinu. That's the kalim dumya de karkois. Now, I just like to mention for 2 minutes, this is a shvera Rashi. Rashi says that when are kalim called halach, if it's munachim lefoneinu, that means the kalim are in bezd. We had, that means munachim lefoneinu. Now Rashi, when we started off the sugya, when we spoke about halach, so Rashi says, loy heitzeisim, Rashi says, I did not spend the money is yours, vehein shaloch, Bechol makim shehem. So bechol makim shehem, wherever there are, they're yours. That's called halach. Rashi holds if it's your money, so it's called halach. It doesn't have to be here. Menachem lefaneinu bebezin. Your money, fakert. Rashi holds if it's not your money, so then it's not called halach. That's a machlokes Rashi and other rishonim. But if it is your money. So, hein shalach b'chol mokim shehem. That is called halach. It's yours. Wherever it is, it's yours. That's called halach. And here Rashi says, v'hein munachim shakelim shahidalei munachim lefoneinu v'amalei halach. So I found the Imre Bina asks the Kasha, and the Imre Bina says that it is speaking about kelim gzulim. He stole the kalim, and the kalim, through, because of the gzeilas hakelim, there were enoi bershus hanigzal. So if there wouldn't be munachim lefoneinu, that wouldn't be considered halach, because it's considered, it's not bershusoi, it's not halach, it's cold. So the Rashi says, munachim lefoneinu, so that means it's munachim lefoneinu, you can take them already, that's why it's called halach. But if it wouldn't be munachim lefoneinu, it wouldn't be called halach. Okay. Al koponim, let us get back to the diuk. The Gemara made a diuk, karke bekelim, but kelim bekelim would be chayiv. And the diuk is kelim bekelim, dum yin the karke bekelim, which is halach. So the Gemara says, loy, lo'oy lamei malach, kelim v'kelim, nami potah. kelim vekelim dum yedekarke vekelim lo sobi podcast elech spot vaho diktoni kelim vekarkois is coming to be medayek not to be medayek that kelim vekelim dum yedekelim vekarkois will be chayit okay mashmalon hoide bemitzas kelim Chayev afal hakakois. The reason he spoke about kakois is not to tell us that kelim vekelim dumye de karke vekelim is chayev. No, he spoke about kakois to tell us that by kelim vekelim he'll be chayev to swear afal hakakois. That's why he spoke about kakois over here. Like the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon, Zoykikin is coming to tell us there's a din of Gilgul Shvuah. Tanina, we learned this already in Kedushin. Zoykikin, hanachosin, shemel hemachayis, as hanachosim, sheshla machayis, lishov aleim, there's a mission in Kedushin that says there's a din of Gilgul Shvuah, that if you're swearing on the metaltlim, so there's a din Gilgul, you'll swear on the kalke. So the Gemara says, hoche iko hosam agav gore noswa. Here, this is a Mishnah in Shavuos. So here it's coming to tell us Hilchos Shavuos. So here, that's why he spoke about Karke, to tell us that there'll be a time that you will swear of Karke by Kalim v'Kalim, then you'll swear in the Karke also. This is the Ikemakir of Gilgul Shavuos. That what the Mishnah in Kiddushin mentions Gilgul Shavuos. This is Agav Gror. He's telling us that it is a din Agav by Kinyonim, he tells us also this adin of Gilgul by Shvuah. Let us see what Rashi says. Zoykikin hametaltam zoykikin akakois luishova al yedei Gilgul. Taninim bekdushin nachos shem alchayis, zoykines nachos mshesh alchayis luishova alayim. So the Gemara says, hoche iker, Shemishne zu shnuya b'meseches shvuos. So this is the ikar to tell us is a din zoykikin. Hosam b'kdush nagav gore nosva. Ta'ayri hosam nechosin she'ein lam achayis niknim im nechosim she'esham lachayis b'kesev v'shtar v'chazoke. That means they told us kinyan agav, if you make a kinyan in the karka, automatically you kind of the metalplum. Agav da'ayri diniknin imoem, that it's telling us that with the kalkik mekind of the metalpum, ton the bahadis zaykikin oysen lishavalem, it's telling us that the metalpum are mechayim to swear on the kalkik. But there it's agav, just like it tells the through the kalkik, kind of the metalpum, through the metalpum you mechayim to swear on the kalkik. But that's agav gore. The ika aloche is this mishneh, and that is why this Mishnah mentioned Karka to tell us that you'll swear on the Karka if it's Oide Bemitzes Kalim Bekofa Bemitzes Kalim. This Kalim Kalim will not learn as yet because you have to see the Gemara further. Oide Bemitzes Kalim Chayim. Hoide b'mitzvos kelim. So now, what does it say? Hoide b'mitzvos kelim. V'kofar b'mitzvos kelim. So you chayev to swear on the kelim. And then you also swear on the karka of Gilgul Shvuah. So let us be megashim the inyan for 1 minute. Let's say, hoide b'mitzvos kelim. It was moide. Let's say there were kelim that were worth $200. Hoide b'miktzas kelim was moida $100 worth of kelim. These kelim are yours. The other kelim, which are worth $100, he was kaifa. And he was also kaifa in a karka that was worth $100. So that's the case. So he's a moida b'miktzas on the kelim, so he swears on the second set of kelim, which are worth $100. Then he swears on the karka midin gilgul shvuah. Ve'im toima, frektoisves yeinemon b'migu, di boi kofar b'keilim, והיה מיידה במקצס קרקויס. פרקטויס וס, בקיצר, let us say, we have here a din teire in a shab, we're speaking about a din teire of a shabbos, which is $300. A moide in kelim, that's $100. A mkaifa kelim, that's $100. A mkaifa in kalka, that's $100. Right? So a mkaifa be'etzim in $200, and a moide in $100. Right? And I'm chayev ashwud. Frek tois viz, I have a migul. I could have been moide in the kalka, which is $100. Could have been moide in the kalka. Bekaifa and all the kalim, so be the same thing. I'm the same shagit. Whatever, I mean, I'm made in 100 and kaifa in 200. So I could have been made in the karka that's worth 100. Bekaifa in the kalim, that's worth 100, that's the bekaifa and 200 dollars worth of kalim. And I'd be part of a mashvua. So l'chair I have a amigo. That means this is Tyson, all the time we say, the mitzvah doesn't have a mido of a kaifa haker. Fine. So it's a mido de hoze. But here I could have been the same moide be mitzvah, but switch the commodities. Instead of being moide be kalim and kaifa be kalim be kalke, I could have been moide be kalke and kaifa be kalim. And then the same shavius, and then it wouldn't have to swear because meide bekalken kaifa bekalem is put I'll say dos kalken. So memela that's tais viskasha. Vimtaima yinemon bemigu. The boy kofar bekalem, and he'd be vahoya meide bemitzas kalkois. So that means this is not a migu of a kaifa hakel. This is not a migu doze. I could have been the same moide b'mitzas, but doing it in a different oifen, that I'd be potter from a shvur. And Taisvus holds migu lafturim yishvur amrina. So Taisvus asks, so why moide b'kelem b'kofa b'kelem b'kalke is chayim a shvur? I have a migu, I could have been moide b'kalke b'kofa no the kelem. And then I'd be part of a meshvuah. Vishloim b'shem ha'chofetz b'karko ish yoyse. So Taisva says, if you're talking about a gazel that wants to steal, maybe he wants the karke more than the kalim. That's, he doesn't want to be moide in the karke. He said, why wasn't I moide in the karke? You want to forget the karke you want for yourself. So it's not a good migo. I just like to mention this ashtikel ha'ore and this Taisvis asks Akasha, he is a migo, he could have been a moide bekalke, bekaifa bekalem. That was Taisvis Kasha. Now, we heard that a moide bekalke is halach. That's number one. Number two, we heard, if a person is halach, is moide in an oifen of halach, is called a kaifa hakel. So, I'm not moide in anything. And Taisa said, and that's called amigu dehaze. To be moiden an oifen of eilech, that means now, if he's moiden bekelem, in kaifa bekelem bekalke, so the message that we're getting is, you say I owe you, that's true, I do owe you, not exactly as much as you say, but I owe you. So he's not amazed. If he would be moiden bekalke, so then it says, I don't owe you anything, the kalk is here, and he's a kaifa hakel. So it's amigo da hoze. So what is tais viskash? Tais says he has amigo. L'cher it's amigo da hoze. So the tumim says that tais viskash is alib de madyom dar helich is chayit. So it's not called a kaifa hakel. If it's not called a kaifa hakel, this alumnus is of helich is potter, so it's called a kaifa hakel, so it's called I'm amazed. But if you hold Heilich is Chayiv, so it's called a Moide B'mitzvah, it's called I'm still Moide. Heilich doesn't make it for Kaifel Hakol, then it's not a Migu Dohoze. That is what the Tumim says on this Taisvus. Now the Gemara says, Ferdinand, you say this to the Gemara. Ulaman da Oma Heilich Potter. According to the man da Oma that says Heilich is Potter. המאי יצטרך קרוא למאותי קרקע משבוע. אמר לי כקשה. Every קרקע is הילך. We'll see we have a מיות. There's a מיות that הידוס קרקע is פוטר. But the Gemara, why do you need a מיות that הידוס קרקע is פוטר? Why do you need a meat that Haydos Karkis Potter? Every Haydos Karkis Halach. So typically that it's Potter, I'll say, why do you need a meat that Haydos Karkis Potter? Lamando me Halach Potter, am I itzterich kro, lemute karke mishvue. Hakol karke Halachu. Let us see Rashi. Lamai yitzrich kro lemute karke mishvue, diafine lo miklal uprat bishvues, ulekama beperik azov, that what the karke is nismayit from a shvue, and who had in haidos karke is nismayit from a shvue, tape a clay that it's heilach, a kol karke heilachu. Omaloch, yitzrich kro, heiche, the Chofarbo Boireis Sichen Umaoris. We're speaking about that the Karke that he was Moide in, that Karke, he was Mekalkul the Karke, the Boireis Sichen Umaoris. Now, we'll come back to this Teretz, but let us just see Rashi, we won't explain it as yet. V'chofar bo boireis sichen umaoris, d'lav heilachu sharei kilkalo. He was mekalko the karke, so it's not heilach. We'll come back to this. Inami, echedetonu keilem v'karkois, voide bekeilem v'kofar bekarkois. Now the second teretz is a poshut teretz. That you need the miut of karke by moide bemitzis by kfiras karke. That means by haidos karke. You're right. You don't need a miut. By haidos karke, you don't need a miut that you put it to swear als karke. Forget about karke. You put it to swear als heilach. Every karke is heilach. No, I need the miut to tell me that on kfiras karke you don't swear. What does Rashi say? Inami lehechid dahoide bekeilem. The lav heilachu. Vashminen deini nishma akviras karkois. That's what the klal uprato klal is telling us. Now, to understand the first teretz of the Gemara, I'd like to see for 1 minute the Nemuki Yosef and our sugya brings a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. So let us just see. This is the Fulukan Daf Beis Omid Beis Bedafe Harif. We'll see this in the Muki Yosef here. The Muki Yosef brings down two Mahalchim to understand our Gemara. Daf Beis Omid Beis Bedafe Harif. This is the top line of the Muki Yosef. This is the top line, towards the end of the line. Lamai itzercho nemiyute mishvue v'yalfinu lo miklal lo prat v'meseches shvues. The chofa bo boires. The lav heilachu, that's not heilach, sherei kilkelo v'hu toiveya loy domeho. Now, Now let us just understand what we said till now, and then we have to understand the difficulties we're going to encounter. That means like this. We're talking about Hidoas Karke. Reuven, months from Shimon, this Karke belongs to me, and also this Kalim belong to me. But, so he says, the Kalim, I'm Kaifa, the Karke Taka belongs to you. Now, this Karke, let's say, was a Karke that was worth $1,000. So the Karke is yours. So the way is the Karke is Halach. Someone else says, yeah, the karka is worth $1,000, but this person, when he was in the karka, he was mekalkel the karka. The karka now is worth $800. So he owes him, in the haidah, this is your karka, and now it's mekalkel the karka, he owes him, he's made, the karka is yours, and I owe you $200. Because I was mekalkel the karka. So now, so, Mamela, that is the case. So it's not Halach, because I owe you $200. That's the case that Hidos Kalk is potter. So now we start scratching our heads and say, Shemi Shemaim. So the whole reason it's not Halach, because there's a tvia of $200. So that's money. That's metaltalim. So what are you answering me? You're answering that the posik that tells me Hidos Karke is chayev is a case that it's not halach. He's moited that he owes him a karke of $100 and it's a mekukul dike karke. And so he has to pay him $200 to fix up the karke. So it's not halach because I still owe you on the Hidos, but l'chayev it's not karke either. That's the problem. That is the problem in our sugya. Mikan nire. So the Mukiyasev says, Shekol tviye shibo machmas karke. I don't owe you $200. I owe you a karke that is worth $1,000. And I have to shtel zu to you a karke of $1,000. So the $200 which I have to give you is to shtel zu a karke of $1,000. I owe you a karke, but the karke of $1,000 is yours. Mikan nire shekol tviya shehibo machmas karke. The tviyas moment is because I was mekalkel your karke, and I have to be mashlim. I have to shtel you zu $1,000 karke. Aval pi. Now the mice, I mean, that's best. He was mekalkel the karke, veloy karke. Arehi ketvias karke. If the sibes achiv is karke, so that has a din of a dos karke. I owe you money because of karke. Veinish boy no leo. I'm more the kechidish. Vechein das a Rambam zal. Beperik, hey, mehuches, toyin venite. That's how the Rambam learned Pshat and Agamore, that the meikarke kikarke, the domim, that I owe you because of the karke was mekalko, in halacha, this domim is a din of karke, and if the din is einish boy in aleidos karke, so this money that I made, that I owe you also is a din of the karke, and it's nismayet aleidos karke is not mechaye bashvua. The Raivet does not learn Pshat like that in Agamot. Rambam is Amir Dikechidish. The Omar Shochi Mayri Shetobu Lemalois Achfirois. That means the Raivet learns Pshat that Agamot is speaking about, this is my karka, right? Well, I want the karka to be rectified. I want the karka to be fixed. Yeah, this is my karka. My karka did not have holes. I want to get back my karka with the holes filled. So there it's considered that the hidoh is I owe you a karka of $1,000. That's what I owe you. That means, and you're going to get back, and I have to tell you too, a kalk of $1,000. How is he going to get back a kalk of $1,000? He's going to fill up all the holes. So memele, so that is called I'm moide in kalk, because that's what I'm moide that you're going to get back. So if it is fixable, so then we say the idea is that I'm going to tell you too, I'm waiting to owe you a kalk of $1,000. Avol tovoi domim nishba. So there's a meridike shach, I just like to say over what the shach says pshat in the raivet as follows. If he's moaning him the money, but the kalk is fixable, so that means through the money I'll get back my $1,000 kalk, so it's considered the tviya is $1,000 kalka, and you made it $1,000 kalka, you made it that you mechuyev to shtel tzu. How are you going to shtel it tzu? You're giving the $200 to fill it up, but it's irrelevant. The tviya is taka a kalka of $1,000, and I made it that I owe you a kalka of $1,000, so that's called a dos kalka. The machlaikis, the raivet, and the rambam is, if it is, you can't fix it. You can't fix it anymore. So now the whole tree is the kalka of $800 plus $200. So then the Raivet told, so this is not called Eidos kalka, this is called Eidos kalka and Eidos metaltalim. That is the Shitas Raivet. And the Rambam says now, no, since the Sibis HaTviya is because of kalka, even though the Maisa were ending up with money, that is called a Doa Skalke, and that is Nismayit from a Shvuah.